With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump will address the World Economic Forum remotely today. The event attracts business people, lawmakers, presidents, and policymakers from around the world, but is seen by many as elitist and woke. The annual get-together, once again, being held in Davos, Switzerland. This will be President Trump's first major speech to global business and political leaders since Monday's inauguration. The House gives final congressional approval to the Lake and Riley Act. Bob Agnew reports.
The House passed an amended version of the bill that made its way through the Senate earlier this week. The 263 to 156 vote tees up a major immigration victory for President Trump. The bill, named after slain Georgia nursing student Laken Riley, mandates that those in the country illegally be detained if they commit robberies and other crimes. 46 House Democrats broke ranks with their own party to join Republicans and vote in favor of the bill. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, one of the agents who rushed on stage when President Trump was shot in Butler, Pennsylvania, will serve as director of the Secret Service. In a Truth Social post, President Trump said, quote, "Sean Curran is a great patriot who's protected my family over the past few years, and that is why I trust him to lead the brave men and women of the United States Secret Service." Curran has been with the Secret Service for 23 years. At least 9 people are dead, 40 injured from Israel's latest action against Hamas terrorists in the West Bank.
In recent days, Israel has launched what it called a major military operation in the occupied West Bank. The ceasefire does not apply to the West Bank, where Israeli troops have carried out near daily raids during the war.
IDF asserts that Jenin's become a hub for extremist factions like Islamic Jihad and Hamas. This is SRN News. An Indiana teacher goes before a federal appeals court.
The Seventh Circuit is considering whether or not the Brownsburg Community School Corporation was within its rights to fire John Kluge because he refuses to use the preferred pronouns of transgender students. He's being represented by Alliance Defending Freedom, and senior counsel David Cortman says, quote, "Title VII of the 1964 Civil Rights Act requires the government to accommodate its employees' freedom to live and work according to their religious beliefs." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Assyria begins recovering from 50 years of autocratic rule by the Assad family. An international envoy says Christians want their rights and freedoms to be preserved under a new constitutional settlement. Selena Shembos is the newly appointed special envoy for Christian communities and minorities in the Middle East. She says religious leaders in Syria are expressing a strong sense of patriotism. This is SRN News. Federal officials identify the remains of a U.S. Air Force pilot from Wisconsin.
The pilot went missing in Vietnam nearly 60 years ago. The Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency positively identified the remains of U.S. Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Donald W. Downing of Columbus. Downing was piloting an F-4C Phantom II aircraft during a night mission over the then Democratic Republic of Vietnam in September 1967 when his plane disappeared. A recovery team discovered aircraft wreckage and bone tissue in 2024. DNA testing identified Downing. John Scott reporting.
Manatees seem to be spreading the word about the best place to escape the cold. Blue Springs State Park in Volusia County, Florida, reported over 850 manatees visited yesterday. While the air temperature there was 37 degrees, the water was 72. More details at srnnews.com.